When Jesus was tested by the Pharisees in this morning's gospel, he simply takes the 613 commandments found in the Torah and telescopes them down to a summary of two laws that Jesus wants us as his followers to have set upon our hearts. Five words, as it were, love God, love your neighbor. In our first reading from the book of Exodus, the second book of the Torah, the Lord's words give clear examples, among many, of how to love our neighbor. We get a clearer picture that our neighbor is not limited to someone next door or down the block or someone we meet at church. It is the alien, the foreigner, the widow, the orphan, the poor. God's two great commandments are why we, the Guardian Angels family, have a very active St. Vincent de Paul conference, giving out food and vouchers for the St. Vincent de Paul store, why we supported and joined with the Sisters of St. Joseph in a food drive last weekend, why our school children donate some of their candy from Halloween for the missions, and collect canned goods for the St. Vincent de Paul Society for their Thanksgiving and Christmas baskets, why we have a wonderful and caring mission twinning group, why a group of our ladies prepare meals for the women's shelter, why we take up a number of second collections that help our neighbors throughout this country and throughout the world. It is why some people become foster parents. These are just some examples of love, of how we live out that great commandment, the two great commandments, to love God and our neighbor. These and many other ways are concrete proof that we as God's family are striving to be imitators of the Lord, as St. Paul called us to be, a way of being a model for one another. For St. Matthew's community and for us, loving God and loving our neighbor is not just a summary of commandments as rules to follow, but a whole new way of living with the help and the grace of the Holy Spirit, a whole new way of living that incorporates our relationship with God into everything that we do. And so, my sisters and brothers, let us follow Jesus Christ, our Savior and brother, and drawing all the laws into himself, into a manifestation of love. For as Jesus says, whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. May the love of God dwell in us and flow through us by our words and our deeds to one another. May God's blessings be with you today and throughout the week ahead.